ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
अष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
ग्रन्था श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय।
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
विकट्टे भक्तों की
जय।
हरे कृष्णा। सो एज यू नो वी आर इन द फर्स्ट कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर एंड we are going through in Bhagavatam Krishna's various incarnations. So today we will be taking Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.14, that is incarnation of Maharaja Prithu or King Prithu. He is the ninth incarnation. Just before we have Prabhuji coming first time, Mataji coming first time, in the first canto, first chapter, Sut ji was asked 6 questions by the sages of Naimisharanya. Prabhupada writes that this entire universe, everybody is only doing questions and answers, whether it is animal kingdom or human beings. Morning we get up, we go to office, at home, everybody is just doing questions and answers. This is also coming from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam started with questions and answers. Actually speaking, if there is a question, there is an answer. If there is thirst, meaning there is water. If there is hunger, meaning there is food. Similarly, if there is a question, meaning there is an answer. So 6 questions were asked by the sages of Naimisharanya. Sages of Naimisharanya were actually there is. Sutji was asked by Shaunakadi Rishis. Shaunak Rishi, he was a Bhrigu Vanshi and he was the dean of the university in Naimisharanya in those days. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Naimisharanya is the fulcrum of the universe. Therefore, if any austerity is done there, it magnifies several fold time. This happened around after 1,500 years after Shukdev Goswami had narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And at that time, Sut ji was there as listener of Srimad Bhagavatam from the original source. So he was a Shruti Dhar, therefore he remembered all the shlokas even after 1,500 years. And when the questions were asked, he narrated Srimad Bhagavatam. So the 6 questions, first question is, anybody remembering?
What is Krishna appear in this?
No, first one is
essence of.
No, before that is Ekantataha Shreya. What is the most ultimate beneficial thing for mankind? Because he had only 7 days. So Shaunakadi Rishi knew that in Kaliyug the time is going to deplete. So there is no time for big reading and big too much of research. So he said, just tell me what is the ultimate goal and the benefit. Ekantata Shreya, what is the ultimate benefit of mankind? First question. Second question was? Yes, Yat Saram. He said, nowadays there is no time for reading the whole book. Give me the summary, essence. What is the essence of all the scriptures? Second. Third one?
When Krishna appeared.
Why Krishna appeared? Fourth?
Pastimes and
past times and leelas. Fifth,
after different incarnations.
Different incarnations. They might be up and down, but and the last one,
after Krishna left, where the dharma taken the shelter.
Yes. So who has, where the scriptures and everybody has taken shelter of after Krishna Bhagavan left 5,000 years back? These were the questions. So we know that initially we had the answers that Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahe Tuki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. The ultimate goal is to serve Krishna. If we would want even our minds to be undisturbed, even for that purpose, this is to be done. By no other method, peace can be achieved. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvalok maheshwaram suhrday sarbhutanam gyatva mam shantim rachati. One who knows that request Mataji is to come in the end, we can do.
Puja.
So they can leave it on the burner, slow burner, but let everybody come. Then in the end, we can see. I can finish 10 minutes early, we can then do. No problem. This way, we all will be able to do Shravanam, Kirtanam. So, we have been going there in the list of incarnations. First one was four Kumaras from Brahmaji, right? And next one, Boar incarnation. Boar incarnation, as you know, Hiranyaksh in the 14th planetary system. Earth is in the middle. Above that, you have Bhur, Bhuar, Taplok, Janlok, Maharlok, finally Satyalok. Down you have Atal, Patal, Sutal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Talatal and all that. So when Hiranyaksh was there, he was very puffed up. He went and he destabilized Earth from its orbit and put it in Patal. And so at that time, Boar incarnation happened. Prabhupada writes, these are all very dirty area in the Patal, in the Talatal where it had gone. So a boar is a fitting incarnation for that, and then he lifted it. Devarshi Narad, who doesn't know Devarshi Narad? We are all followers of Devarshi Narad. There cannot be a better devotee than Devarshi Narad. He incarnated. Then Nar and Narayan. Then Lord Kapil Dev, Lord Kapila, who propounded the Sankhya Yoga. Dattatreya, Dattatreya, son of Anusuya and Atri Muni. When Lord Ram was going to the Vanavas, at that time Anusuya Mata instructed Sita Maya on the dharma of a married woman. Sita Maya asked, you please instruct me, because she is an epitome of chastity, Anusuya Mata. So even Sita Maya requested. And Anusuya Mata later on requested Krishna that please give me a son who is a combination of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So therefore Dattatreya was born. That is one incarnation. Then Yagya, that is son of Akuti and Prajapati Ruchi. We discussed this in detail earlier, and how we also discussed how to incarnate Yagya in our daily life. Not just he was born. That is by Yat karosi yadasnasi yad jahosi dadasi yad yad tapasyasi kaunteya tat purushva matarpanam. By doing all work for Krishna, because work for Krishna means yagya, sacrifice means work for Krishna. That's the translation. So if we do Krishna's work, it is yagya, and Harinam Sankirtan Mahaprabhu gave also yagya incarnation in our daily lives, which we just did. Then King Rishabh, he showed us the path of perfection. And today we are going to discuss Maharaja Prithu. So, 1314. Okay. Rishi Bhiryachito Bheje. Navamam.
Navamam.
Parthivam.
Parthivam.
Vapu.
Vapu.
Dugdhe Mam.
Dugdhe Mam.
Oshadir Vipras.
Oshadir Vipras.
Tenayamsa.
Tenayamsa.
Ushattamaha.
Ushattamaha.
Rishibhiryachito Bheje.
Rishibhiryachito Bheje.
Navamam Parthivam Vapuhu.
Navamam Parthivam Vapuhu.
Dugdhe Mam Oshadir Vipras.
Dugdhe Mam Oshadir Vipras.
Tenayamsa Ushattamaha.
Tenayamsa Ushattamaha.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
O Brahmanas, in the ninth incarnation, the Lord prayed for by sages, accepted the body of a king, Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various produce. And for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive. Kindly repeat, O Brahmanas,
O Brahmanas,
In the ninth incarnation,
in the ninth incarnation,
the Lord prayed for
by sages,
accepted the body
of a king
Prithu,
who cultivated
the land
to yield
various produce,
and for that reason,
the earth was beautiful,
and attractive.
So if we see here the translation, Parthivam, the ruler of earth. So, and Vapu means body, word to word translation. Now if you see, Parthivam can be interpreted in two ways. One is Parthivam, the ruler of earth, and there is another meaning of Parthiv. Parthiv Sharir means dead body. Because Prithu Maharaj was incarnated from the dead body of his father, also therefore the word Parthivam has been used here. Besides that, he was the ruler of earth. We will see this today, how it happened. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Before the advent of King Prithu, there was a great havoc of mal administration due to the vicious life of the previous king. The previous king is King Vena, his father, the father of Maharaj Prithu. The intelligent class of men, namely the sages and brahmanas, not only prayed for the Lord to come down, but also dethroned the previous king. So brahmanas name, Mataji, you can come here, please don't sit there, you can sit here, it's fine. You can decide according to his. Yeah. So, see here, the intelligent class of men, namely the sages and brahmanas, not only prayed for the Lord to come down, but also dethroned the previous king. So brahmanas' job was not just to educate, but if they found that the rulers are not good, they would dethrone. We will see this, how it happens today, at that time also. Today, of course, the voting system has come in, but brahmanas at that time, they would just curse and the ruler would be finished. We will see. It is the duty of the king to be pious and thus look after the all-around welfare of the citizens. Whenever there is some negligence on the part of king in discharging his duty, the intelligent class of men must dethrone him. It's not a request, it's an instruction. If the king is not discharging the duty, please dethrone him or her. The intelligent class of men, however, do not occupy the royal throne. They are not greedy that they will remove. Like it happened in India. They removed the rulers, but they themselves became the rulers. No, but Gandhi did not become. You see, Prabhupada has said other things, but he has praised Mahatma Gandhi also. He said, you don't know about him. So the intelligent class of men, however, do not occupy the royal throne because they have much more important duties for the welfare of the public. They are the mentors basically. Instead of occupying the royal throne, they prayed for the incarnation of the Lord. And the Lord came as Maharaj Prithu. Real intelligent men or qualified brahmanas never aspire for political posts. Maharaj Prithu excavated many produces from the earth, and thus not only did the citizens become happy to have such a good king, but the complete sight of earth also became beautiful and attractive. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Tivarandasya Gyananjana Shalabhya Chakshunmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karuti Vachalam Pangum Langaye Tegirim Yat Kripatvam Ammande Shri Gurum Dina Taranam Paramananda Madhavam Garantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we will really time it, because the way I have kept today is that after this we will play one little Krishna video of Bakasur which children will enjoy. So 10 minutes we will do that. So what is the time now, Prabhu? It is 8:36. Okay. Hey? For all of us, okay. My apologies. We are children only. Mame Ivanshu Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhut Sanatana. So we will always remain Anshin, in that sense, always remain children. Okay. So Something which when we read Bhagavatam, I can say for myself, I skipped last time. Today I would like to share with all of us, so that because we should not skip. So, just to tell you that Maharaj Prathu is a descendant of Dhruv Maharaj. Okay. But we know also that when Yajna was born at that time, Swayambhu Manu requested his daughter, because Dhruv's dynasty was over. So all this dynasty, after it was over, then it went back to Yajna and Akuti. I'm just relating it to the previous class, those who were there. So Dhruv Maharaj, okay, this is Srimad Bhagavatam from 431 to 4318. What are the descendants? Till from Dhruv Maharaj to King Prithu, we were going to just take the connection. So Dhruv Maharaj had son Utkal. He refused. He said, I don't want throne. I want to go. He was a realized person. So therefore he refused. Dhruv Maharaj had a younger son. His name was Vatsara, son of Barmi. So he became the king because the elder son refused. Now, Vatsara and Queen Savitri, they had 6 sons. One of them was Pushparna. Pushparna had wife Dosh and had 3 sons. One of them was Vyushta. Vyushta had wife Pushkarni and had one son Sarvateja. Sarvateja had wife Akuti, another Akuti, and had son Chakshusha. Chakshusha was the 6th Manu and had wife Nadwala and had 12 sons. One of them was Ulmukh. Ulmukh had wife Pushkarni. They had 6 sons. Other names I am not giving because that is too much. Okay, please forgive me. Hare Krishna Prabhu Dandavat. So one of the Ulmukh son was Anga. Anga Maharaj, he was a great king. You must have heard King Anga. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.13.18 tells us. Mataji, you can close it and come. We can switch it on again. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.13.18 tells us that Anga's wife was Sunita. Sunita was daughter of death personified. Kal. Was daughter of death personified. And the son was Vena. This king Vena, he was very crooked. Bhagavatam tells us because of the Sunita's connection with her father, who was death personified. So some of the dark things came into King Vena. Anga, so he was very crooked and he was not at all befitting of Dhruv Maharaj's lineage, actually speaking. But he was born. We have seen. It can reverse is also possible. In Hiranyaksh, Prahlad Maharaj was born. Bali Maharaj was born. So this is reverse of that. So it can happen. So Anga, who was the father, when he saw his son, he was very disturbed, because whatever you may coach him, tell him, whatever you may do, he wouldn't listen. So he, one day he was sleeping in his palace and he was disturbed and he woke up in the night and he decided, I want to go from my kingdom. I don't want to stay here because I cannot tolerate my son. See, Ramcharitmanas tells us that if Krishna is not favorable, father can become Yamaraj. It is possible. If Krishna is not favorable and Krishna is not in the center, one's own father can become just like Yamaraj for the son and daughter. You can see. In case of Prahlad Maharaj, of course, Krishna was in the center of Prahlad Maharaj, but not in Hiranyakashipu's case, right? Okay, so he left. So what happened is that in between time, there was no king. So there was a lot of disturbances started, because when there is no leader, all the kinds of rogues and everybody started plundering, right? So at that time, the sages said, okay, no matter how King Vena is, maybe he will improve. Let us make him the king and therefore he can rule. So they made him the king, King Vena. But what he did, he was so crooked that he stopped all the sacrifice and he said that he himself is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so when the sages saw this, they were the ones who actually throned him, that okay, you become. But when the sages saw that even after this, he remains crooked, he used to go and just do unnecessary killing, he stopped all the sacrifices for Lord. And he said that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, you worship me only. So the sages first of all thought, let us give him one chance and go and explain it to him. That please, you are not Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please don't stop sacrifices, otherwise you will be ruined. So peacefully let us go and try to explain. So they all went. When they went, trying to give him good advice, but King Vena got upset. Because what is that? When you get absolute power, it corrupts you absolutely. Correct? This is the problem. So then Krishna has to incarnate and then he has to finish off because they don't want to listen to anybody. So he told them, please, King Vena was advised, but he said, actually he started preaching the sages that do you not know that King is the direct incarnation of the Lord himself? So why you are not treating me as Supreme Personality of Godhead? Like that. So 4.14.34 tells us that by, I will read this, this is very interesting. That just by humkar, the sages did like that and King Vena was finished. The translation is by angry words or sound of hum. The great sages thus manifesting their covert anger. But they still give anger. They were hiding because they first wanted to coach him. But what is that? Scriptures tell us that the one who is really low intelligence, niche, unless and until he gets a beating, he cannot improve. This also is given. You may try to coach and say, please, 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 but no. But when you give a big slap, that time comes to senses. So the great sages thus manifesting their covert anger, immediately decide to kill the king. King Vena was already as good as dead due to his blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, without using any weapons, see, sound weapon was being used that time. Without using any weapons, the sages killed King Vena simply by high sounding words. No chemical weapon, no nuclear weapon, nothing. Sound weapon. Doom! And the fellow finished. Okay. Now here is another thing. People know that in Egypt mummification happens. Right? But we don't know. The first mummy was created at that time. 4.14.35 tells us that his mother Sunita, King Vena's mother, preserved the body by certain ingredients and mantra. See, he was the first mummy. Bhagavatam is giving us. See, so it is said by Chanakya Pandit, very important to be noted by us. Father is an enemy if he has too much in debt. So if father passes away leaving a big debt, meaning he is a big enemy. Mother is an enemy if she marries for a second time. You can see it. It's a fact, right? A wife is an enemy when she is very beautiful. Okay. Beautiful is okay, huh? I'm just saying.
Very beautiful.
Don't feel bad about it. Very, very beautiful is a problem. Because all women are beautiful. Because they are Krishna Shakti. Nobody is ugly. They are all beautiful only. Prasadam nahi milega, bahut kuch nahi milega, ghar mein rehne ko bhi nahi milega shayad. See, the disadvantage of being husband is that 50% what you do austerity goes to the wife. But reverse is not true.
Ya to bhi prabhu husband is enemy kabhi bola nahi hai.
Meaning husband is always enemy.
And if wife commits mistake, like a 50% will, why defense, it will come to husband.
See, so be careful. So, See why it is. If the wife is very beautiful, there will be unwanted men behind her. And taking advantage, they can corrupt the wife, because all the time senses are not in good senses. So therefore this is said, and we have seen this, that girls who have been extremely beautiful, these models and all, you can see from childhood they are being pampered so much that later on it becomes way of life that I should be treated like this, and therefore it can be a challenge. Well, just to give example from Bhagavatam, Mohini was also a woman. She was a big enemy for the Rakshasas. Right? This is just in the pun, huh? A son is an enemy when he's a foolish rascal. See? So, after Vena's death, irreligion continued to increase. Because again, no leader. That also is a problem. Now, 4.14.43 tells us that after making a decision, the saintly persons and sages churned the... Because you see, the body was still there, mummified, right? Sunita had kept it. So what the sages did is, they churned the thighs of the dead body of King Vena with great force, according to a specific method. And as a result, a dwarf-like person was born from the King Vena's body. First, Prithu Maharaj didn't come. First, this dwarf body came. Who was this? This person is named as Bahuka. And who is Bahuka? He was very submissive and meek, and immediately after his birth, he bowed down and inquired, "Sirs, what shall I do?" The great sages replied, "Please sit down." Nishida. Thus, Nishad, the father of Naishad race, was born. And when he was born, he immediately took charge of the resultant actions of King Vena's sinful activities, because they were still not zeroed. They were still pending liquidation, some of his sins. So he took it. And as such, Nishad class, therefore, is always engaged in sinful activities like stealing, plundering and hunting, and they are living in hills and forests. So now the thing has been cleared, all sins are over. So now great sage Maitri continued, he told Vidur that after this, the Brahmanas and the great sages again churned the two arms of King Vena's dead body. And as a result, a male and a female couple came out of his arms. From one arm, Prithu Maharaj came, and from the other arm, the goddess Lakshmi came. So the great sages are highly learned in Vedic knowledge. When they saw the male and female born of the arms of Vena's body, they were very pleased. And they could understand that expansion of a plenary portion of Vishnu is coming. So, of the two, the male will be able to expand his reputation throughout the world. His name will be Prithu. Indeed, he will be the first among kings. So, there are different incarnations. Okay, the wife's name is Archi. It will come. Okay, Prithu and Archi. These are incarnated from the two hands. And later on, they were married and they ruled the world. So, there are different types of incarnations of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam tells us. Garuda, carrier of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva and Anant are all very powerful incarnation of Brahma feature of the Lord. Sachipati or Indra, he is an incarnation of lusty feature of the Lord. Anirudh, he is an incarnation of the Lord's mind. King Prithu is an incarnation of the ruling force of the Lord, because that was the need of the hour, that somebody needs to come and establish again Dharma and rule. Thus the saintly persons and great sages predicted the future activities of King Prithu, who was already explained as a partial incarnation of a plenary expansion of the Lord. So the female had beautiful teeth, beautiful qualities. Her name will be Archi, and she will be the future wife of Prithu Maharaj, and Prithu Maharaj will be her husband. In the form of King Prithu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared through a part of his potency to protect the people of the world. Okay. So now what happened is that after he became the king, the praja, the all the people and who are his subjects, they approached King Prithu and they said that the earth is not producing enough grains. What can be done? So King Prithu, he meditated and he thought about it. Then he picked up his bow and arrow and he was about to shoot on earth itself. So the earth became very, very disturbed and she incarnated in a form of cow and she started running. And Prithu Maharaj started running behind the cow to find out, because the praja, the people had told him that earth is not producing food grains and we are all going hungry. So the cow in the form, the earth in the form of cow was running and Prithu Maharaj chased her. And finally, she is caught by Prithu Maharaj. Now, so Prithu Maharaj asks her that what is your problem? Why are you hiding all the seeds and all your produce? You have been created to produce, give all the produce so that all the population can have nice grains, fruits, vegetables. Why are you hiding all these things? So Bhagavatam 4.18.6 tells us that earth said, my dear king, the seeds, roots, herbs and grains which were created by Lord Brahma in the past are now being used by the non-devotees. It's okay. Let it. Okay. Yeah. It's okay, it'll go. Okay. So, my dear king, the seeds, roots, herbs and grains which were created by Lord Brahma in the past are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding. Now you see why the shortage of food grain happens. Here is the answer. If non-devotees use it, Mother Earth stops giving the output. That's what happened in Punjab, if you notice, some years back. There is a village in Punjab which is called a cancer village. What they did was, when the urea and all that came, they took that and they made lots of money because the produce became suddenly artificially by putting urea. After a few years, every farmer in that village, one farmer in a house, got cancer. So this is what happens. Because naturally they are wanting to produce. Why you have to put chemical and put on to Mother Earth? She said, my dear king, not only are the grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. I am being neglected by the kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. So they are not doing bhoktaram yagya tapasam. They are just eating and sense gratification and plunder the earth. So she doesn't want to give any more food grains. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds which were meant for the performance of sacrifice. Sacrifice means yagya. Yagya means doing everything for Lord Krishna. So then Prithu Maharaj was finally pacified when he heard these pleasing words. And then he transformed Swayambhu Manu into a calf. So I have not gone into much of detail, but what happened is, for whatever kind of food stuff was needed, a particular calf was made for Mother Earth. She told Prithu Maharaj that you get calf and whatever you want, you can milk it. So one calf was Swayambhu Manu himself. He milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. So all the things, seeds and all good varieties, everything started coming out. 4.18.12 tells us. It tells Indra became that kind of a calf, and actually Indra got the somras when he was calf, because he is the lusty desire, lusty incarnation of the Lord. Similarly, different other devatas, they became different kinds of calves and the foodstuffs were taken. So the planet Earth supplied everyone his respective food during the time of King Prithu. The earth was fully under control of the king, thus all the inhabitants of the earth could get their food supply by creating various types of calves and putting their particular types of milk in various pots. So this is how it was done. So I think today we have finished this. 1.3.14, appearance of King Prithu.